A big showdown over the EU's budget for the next 7 years is underway in Brussels. The bloc's heads of state have gathered in an effort to iron out their deep differences over 1 trillion euros. This is money that the EU typically spends on things like infrastructure and agriculture.
This has to do with predictability for investments in the future. That is why it is important that we reach a solution. But whether we will manage in these 2 days, I don't know. We might need a second stage.
So what is the reason for the standoff? The biggest contributors to the budget demand cuts. Some of them, such as the UK, have threatened to use a veto if they don't have it their way. Even one veto can derail the talks. But the proposed cuts don't sit well with countries that receive generous subsidies from the budget. One of them is France.
Europe is a compromise. I have come to seek a compromise. I have not come to set an ultimatum.
But analysts explain that despite all the talk about compromise, the reality is that the EU member states are engaged in a bitter fight, where national interests often trump cooperation.
National member states are sending back signals to their home audience. If you look into the United Kingdom, which is the one government which is asking for the biggest cuts, it is under strong pressure from its own roles, from its own party, even from the opposition, to ask for a budget which will be smaller than that what has been proposed by the Commission or by even by the current EU presidency.
This situation, observers say, is not a good sign, nor is history. The EU's last talks about the long-term budget in 2005 failed amid wrangling. What the budget negotiations show is just how difficult and cumbersome decision-making in Europe is. This is also one major reason why the continent still hasn't agreed on a definitive anti-crisis solution. Yıldız Sarakova, Press TV, Brussels.